Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Negotiations continuing in the nation's capital on this infrastructure deal. Let's welcome in Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. And can you first give us any updates on these negotiations and where things stand entering Friday?
Well, all you had to do was watch that town hall with President Biden last night, because on CNN, he went through for 90 minutes many of the details that reporters have been really searching for and trying to get confirmation of in terms of the concessions he is willing to make. Some of the things like paid family leave, the duration of time he said is going to have to be cut from 12 weeks, which is what he wanted, down to 4 weeks. He talked about the free college tuition for community colleges for 2 years and said that one was a painful give on his part because of his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, and her work as a community college professor, instead saying that'll have to be Pell Grants for a few for a fraction of the cost. But he said, you know, it's a long-term goal of his. So this social spending package is being trimmed back. The programs in it, many of them poll as very popular, but the price tag is not, and particularly not with two very important key Democratic senators, Senator Kristen Sinema and Senator Joe Manchin, who President Biden name-checked to indicate he is very much locked in negotiations still with them.
We're within a year of the Biden administration. What is the significance of him getting certain parts of this spending bill, and what we've seen other from also from past administrations about what this means?
Well, the president is would argue that this is all of economic necessity coming out of this devastation of a pandemic that also really caused some economic damage and widened existing disparities that we know about with income inequality, with racial inequity, but also showed that, for example, even now, if your kid tests positive for COVID or even has the sniffles and has to go get a COVID test, you might not get the results for 2 to 3 days. Can you, at your job, afford not to go to the office? That's what the paid leave justification for. We know politically the president would also very much like a win to get credit for some of these popular programs going into these all-important midterm races in 2022. That is the argument among Democrats, which is we've got to get something done from this massive passage, package, and let's not shoot ourselves in the foot by letting the perfect be the enemy of the good here. What we know is that for Republicans, they don't have a voice in this spending package because it is being passed purely along party lines through this reconciliation mechanism. So this is an argument for Democrats, but it's also something that Democrats hope if they get it through, they will get full credit for in a way that helps them hold on to a majority in the House and Senate, or at least show that Democrats can govern, and keep that in mind for 2024.
The House yesterday voting to hold Steve Bannon, a longtime ally and aide to former President Donald Trump, in contempt of Congress after defying a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection. What do you make of that? It was a little bit, I mean, obviously this has been a continuing investigation, but in some ways it felt like this resurfacing of, a really difficult time, and also of the past administration, too. What do you see going forward?
Well, for many Republicans in particular, they just want to, quote unquote, move on and stop rehashing what happened nearly a year ago when the Capitol was violently laid siege to. And for those who sit on this investigative committee in Congress, many of whom themselves had to run for their lives because of the mobs that were coming onto the Hill, chanting things like string up Mike Pence, the vice president at the time. They feel that it is important for Congress itself to run parts of this investigation. We already know the Department of Justice has prosecutions underway for some of those who were caught in the act, who were in offices on Capitol Hill destroying things. But what the point of the committee is, or what they are arguing in public, is that as the body that came under attack, they want to get answers to questions of who plotted this. So not just those caught in the act, but those who might have been part and parcel of planning it. And that is the point they're trying to discover here, the question of intent and whether there is a direct line to the president himself. Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming, one of two Republicans on that committee, has made the point in releasing audio of Steve Bannon, former close ally of the president, saying the target is in our sights. You know, maniacal focus is needed, talking about Holy Hell being raised the next day. This is on the eve of January 6th. And it certainly sounds like someone who has not faced prosecution is telling those who are currently what to do that day, that it wasn't a riot gone wrong, that this was a planned attack.
Margaret, I am curious about, in just under 2 weeks here in Minneapolis, as I'm sure you know, voters are going to have the public safety amendment on their ballot that would basically disassemble the Minneapolis Police Department, create a new public safety department, possibly including law enforcement officers, and trying to build from scratch to have a more equitable system. What do you know, or what are you hearing about in Washington? Is it, and I'm curious, and you can say no, how much national politicians are watching this election and that question on the ballot here in Minneapolis in particular?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't know that they are. I'm sure those who are on the committee, the bipartisan committee for police reform, are, but they're not doing anything at the federal level right now. We've done extensive coverage just in the past few weeks of what a huge disappointment it was for President Biden's agenda items, where he promised federal reform of the interaction between communities of color and the police. And while there was bipartisan support in the wake of the killing of George Floyd, that resulted in nothing. There were no breakthroughs in terms of actually coming to common agreement on getting a law codified here. Democrats walked away from it, saying that the Republican lead on the committee, Senator Tim Scott, who I questioned intensely about this, wasn't serious enough about making some concessions here. And while they had agreement on things like bans on chokeholds, it was the sort of tough details of this that they just couldn't get done. But President Biden has promised he will revive in the next 4 years.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I just was curious about that. Quickly, before we run out of time, you were off last week because of London NFL football. Tell us about the guests on Face the Nation this week.
We've got a great lineup. We're going to be looking at the challenges facing the January 6th committee with the chair of that committee, Congressman Benny Thompson. We also have a look at the U.S. economy and the global sort of fits and starts the economy is going through heading into this all-important holiday season. I'm sure you've seen your cost of living going up. We're going to talk to one of the top economists in the world, Geeta Gopinath. She's the chief economist at the IMF. And we'll talk to former FDA commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
All right. Margaret Brennan with CBS's Face the Nation. Thanks so much for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.